Summer might be over, the rain might have arrived, but this summer was our warmest on the island of Ireland since records began back in 1900. The average summer temperature was 16.19 degrees. That's 0.08 degrees higher than the previous hottest summer of 1995. 2025 was also the hottest spring on record, and it looks like this year is on course to push out 2023 and claim the crown as the hottest year on record. Paul Moore is climatologist at Met Éireann. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Mary.
It was a great summer, you know, and we will look back on a continuity of endless long sunny summer days. So why should we be worried about this upward graph of temperatures?
Well, the increasing trend in temperatures is clear to see now. Now, looking at this summer, people might remember 1995 and 1976, especially as being hot and sunny summers, whereas summer in 2025 was a bit more usual weather. There's quite a lot of cloud. We had approximately average rainfall, whereas 1995 and 76 has well below average rainfall. So the difference this time is the climate change factor. So the added heat in the system now and the continuous background warming is pushing up the mean temperatures and the minimum temperatures and can now transform an unexceptional season into a record-breaking one.
So are you telling me we're watching climate change in action here?
Yes, because the climate, we're already living in a changed climate. We've already warmed by over 1.1 degrees. So that continuous warming due to human-induced climate change is now coming into our figures in a more obvious way, where it's the baseline has gone up so much now that we can see, you know, as we've seen a record-breaking spring, warm spring, a record-breaking warm summer now.
And what was interesting about the summer as well, and I think people will have noticed it, warm summer nights and consistently warm temperatures late into the night.
Yes, that's one of the features of our, especially our summer temperatures, is that the nighttime temperatures are rising at a faster rate than the daytime temperatures. There's several reasons for that. We had kind of marine heat waves, well above average sea surface temperatures around our coast right through for each summer month, following on from a marine heat wave in May, I think some people will remember. And then the consistent warmth continued right through the summer. So June was the fourth warmest June, July was the ninth warmest July, and August is now the fourth warmest August. And those nighttime temperatures really pushed up the mean temperatures. We wouldn't have had as many hot days, say, like the really hot days in 1995 and 76, but because the minimum temperatures for each night has been pushed up, that pushes up the average temperature for the day. And so that's why it's warmer than in 1995.
So looking to next year and years to come, are we looking at more extremes of temperature, colder, wetter winters, warmer, wetter springs, and then warmer summers?
So the spring's not necessarily wetter, but warmer. Definitely each season is looking to be warmer. Spring and summer will gradually become drier. So with this increasing temperatures, there's more evaporation, so there's more moisture in the atmosphere. So when the conditions are right and we've low pressure dominating, then more rain can fall. So we can get more rainfall and intense rainfall events because there's more moisture in the atmosphere. But when we're dominated by high pressure, we'll have more dry spells, we'll have more droughts and heat waves in the summer as well.
It has an impact for farmers particularly, doesn't it, when it comes to crops and food production and how they go about their business?
Yes, because even though the growing season has increased both at the beginning and at the end, it's very unsure what's going to happen. And like we saw a couple of years ago, the ground in March, April was too sodden. There was too much water in it, so they couldn't get out to work the land. And that was kind of a big issue back then. And then a couple of years before that, it was so dry that the growth was late starting and didn't grow as much because it was so dry. and it was drought. The rain's changed now, and so it's much more unpredictable.
Paul, thank you very much indeed. Paul Moore there, climatologist at Met Éireann.